KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Art Power, welcoming the renowned Jack Quartet to San Diego for an evening of music titled Modern Medieval, with works by Caroline Shaw, Morton Feldman, and more. Monday, May 6th at The Loft at UC San Diego, artpower.ucsd.edu.
I know at least playing in front of that many people, I think we played SC one year and they sold out the Coliseum. That's over 100,000 people. That's a lot of people. I'm never going to experience anything like that again in my life, most likely. And it's hard to describe the feeling and hard to describe what you have to do to prepare for that.
Heading off to college for the first time is a major moment in life. With it comes new independence, new responsibility. For Reggie Robertson, heading to the University of California at Berkeley was all that and more. Reggie was attending school on a football scholarship as a quarterback and went as what you'd call a student athlete. The which came first became clear on his first day on campus. Here's Reggie Robertson with his story of
my first day. I was always an athletic kid. My dad and mom were both athletes. So we always, myself and my siblings, we always played a lot of sports. I played basketball, baseball, football. I think it came fairly easy. Like, I had fun playing all the time. I'd always go outside and play football with the kids in the street. We'd just play in the street, like, 2-on-2, 3-on-3. And I always played with the older kids. I was always in leagues for as long as I can remember playing sports. Our schedules were always pretty packed. My parents were driving us around all over for tournaments and stuff. It was fun, but I know it kept us busy. We didn't have time to really get into trouble or anything. My parents got us a Nintendo, an NES. And I remember opening that at Christmas, and I was just pumped. Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt, I was ready to go. So whenever I had free time, I wanted to play video games. So if I got some screen time, I was in the house playing video games. I had plenty of outside time.
Reggie played football, baseball, and basketball in school, but soon started excelling as a quarterback at his high school in Tucson, Arizona, eventually setting some statewide records along the way.
I had a lot of fun. I had really good teammates. Some of my best friends were on that team that I still talk to. We would have a great time, and it was fun because we were just kind of out there doing whatever we wanted, kind of just playing carefree. And I didn't realize at the time how much that would change from high school to college. There's no way for you to know at the time. You have to experience something else, I think, before you can reflect on a past experience.
Even pretty early in his high school years, Reggie started getting recruited to play football in college.
My coach is like, yeah, they're reaching out. Get ready for a storm. And I just kind of knew, like, in the back of my mind, like, oh, I should be able to go somewhere with football. You learn how to open letters fairly quickly and just filter.
How many would you get?
Man, boxes. We had shoe boxes filled with stuff. And then you just, like, I just got to start throwing stuff out. I guess once you get, like, a letter from, like, it was Pac-10 school, then you kind of like, oh, well, I'm good enough for this. So then these other schools, they kind of drop in tier. And then it's like, okay, if I really want to go, if I really like one of these schools, then I'll bring them in. But getting letters from Cal or Arizona State.
After visiting a number of schools, Reggie chose Cal because of what it brought both on and off the field.
The atmosphere, the environment, and I think more importantly, like, getting a degree there, what would that mean for me in my future? Because I knew that, you know, at any time I could have gotten injured or hurt, or maybe I just didn't play as much as I thought I would, and that having a degree would help me later on in life, because not everybody plays football forever.
And what were you interested in studying?
Computer science and being a software engineer, because again, I wanted to make video games. My parents sent me off from Tucson Airport, and I was flying out alone. So I said bye to my parents, my sister, and my brother. who I still remember at the time was just so small. I knew it was a big deal to go by yourself and just kind of take the journey on your own, like, just kind of let you go. I got to Oakland early afternoon, and I had really kind of no idea where I was going, or I felt like crap when I got there. My head was all hurting. I had a stomach ache. I felt nauseous. Got a cab to take me over to campus. I told the cab driver I need to get to UC Berkeley, and he'd take me to the stadium. So he's like, okay. And he drives me, and he drives us to the front of campus. And I was like, no, no, I need to go to the stadium. He's like, I don't know where the stadium is. So I get out of the car and just flag down some random student and just ask him, like, hey, how do I get to the stadium? Brought all my bags up to the lobby, and then they started just taking me around, introducing me to people, just saying, hey, this is Reggie. He's here now for the summer. I met the strength and conditioning coach. He said, like, oh, does he have some gear? Well, get him some gear. He can work out with us this afternoon. And I'm thinking, what? Work out? Like, are you crazy? For him to be like, oh, yeah, we'll just work out this afternoon. You can run with us this afternoon. And I was just thinking, run right now. And I knew it wasn't going to be a light run. It was going to be something crazy. So I was thinking, oh, here we go. So they got me clothes, workout clothes, some shorts, shirt, and some shoes, and I was out there running with them.
Were you surprised by that?
Oh, heck yeah, I was surprised. I was like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I mean, I do, but I haven't been there, so I'm unsure. It was more just like, I don't know this area very well. I don't know where I'm staying. I'm just here. I barely found the stadium, and now you're ready for me to throw on some gear and work out, and I feel like crap. I just rolled with it, and it was like that workout was like a bunch of different stations to do different drills. So they probably had 6 to 8 different stations where you would run like different sprints or run different drills. And of course, a lot of the freshmen were there, you know, trying to prove themselves and like show off and, you know, show that they deserve to be there. And I was just thinking, I just got to get through this because I feel horrible.
As Reggie settled into life at Berkeley, the vast difference between being an athlete in high school versus being one at a major university soon became clear.
We spent so much time at the stadium. You know, on a clock, I spent so much time up there that was, when you start to think about it, it was insane. And if you get injured, you're spending additional time up there. It was a full-time job, easy, and some.
When did that dawn on you that it was a full-time job?
After the whole first year, because then I could see how much we did throughout the whole year. I expected fall to be kind of crazy because it's season, but then winter and spring and summer, how much more we worked out and trained. If you're in a bowl game, you're practicing all the way through December. And you're lucky if you get Christmas. 1 year we didn't get Christmas. We didn't get to travel home. We were playing in a bowl game. I think for my position, too, we spent more time, a little bit more time watching film and stuff. But, yeah, on a typical day, you wake up, you have weights 3 days a week at least. So you have to come in for an hour before 11 to do weight training. And then you have time for class in the morning and early afternoon. But by 2 o'clock, you have film and you got to start prep for practice. And then if you're injured, you have to come in the morning before weights or after weights to do treatment for your injury. And then a lot of people needed to come in before film or meetings to tape their ankles or prep for their injury, like if they had to get taped up or special bandages. And then after meetings, you go out for pre-practice.
Pre-practice?
Yeah, you get to get that pre-practice in. Got to warm up. That was a lot of stuff.
Reggie's commitment to football was tested when it clashed with his interest in computer science, and he was forced to make a choice.
It was pretty much like you need to choose from football or computer science major. What do you want to do? And I was thinking, well, football's paying for school, so I can't stop doing that right now. I can't afford tuition. So after that conversation, I had to switch it up.
Was that disappointing?
Yeah, it was. It was disappointing. A little relief because I had been trying so hard to figure a way out to get in there. But it was a small relief because I was like, all right, now I'm just going to do something else. I think for me in my position, missing that time wouldn't have been a good idea for my career or my giving myself the opportunity to play quarterback to the best of my ability. I think the biggest difference at Cal was the amount of pressure I felt to perform in the classroom because I knew everyone else was performing at a high level. There weren't always athletes in my class, so I felt like, well, I didn't know if they had a job or not, but I just felt like, oh, they're just going to go home and, you know, they have time to study. And they may not have, but in my head, that's the story I played. And I thought, like, oh, I have to do, like, a little bit more. And how am I going to do this when I'm so exhausted and falling asleep writing a paper? For me, it was just the amount of physical and mental drain that it puts on you and then still having to perform this education at a high level, especially at Cal. It's if everybody else is performing, you have to perform too or you're going to fail. That's a lot of work, and it's very difficult to do.
How long has it been since you saw something new in San Diego for the very first time? Well, Hornblower Cruises and Events wants to make that happen for you because you listen to the show. As a listener, Hornblower is offering a $5 discount when you use promo code MFD5D. You can have your own first day on the water, exploring beautiful San Diego. Departure info is at hornblower.com. Make your own first day. And again, just use promo code MFD5D when you buy tickets.
Yeah, Saturday was definitely fun and was worth it. I'm not that excited about watching sports and watching other games because I just get very antsy and want to play. Like, I want to play in the game. To see that many people excited to watch us play was always super cool. To go out in the stadium, have no one there, and then an hour and a half later, you come in and it starts to fill up more for pregame warm-up. And then you go back in the tunnel and then come out for the game, and it's packed is pretty cool. During a lot of the game, it's like no one's... They're there, but they're not there because you're just tuning it out because you're so focused on the field. You're so focused on what your job is and what you need to do. That stuff gets drowned out, and then there's little blips that, like, come in. And you realize, like, oh, they're there. This is happening. After the play or something, or after a big play, then it kind of clips, and then you let it all in, and it just floods in. It floods, and all your senses just, like, get overwhelmed. But to know that you have to kind of drown it out and stay focused.
As the leader of the offense on the football field, the quarterback often gets the lion's share of both the glory and the blame. Dealing with the pressures of the position came with the job, and learning how to deal with mistakes was crucial.
It's hard to do that because, you know, you've made an error, you've made a mistake, and a lot of people are upset about it. And you can feel that. The coaches are upset, your teammates are upset, the fans are upset, you're upset. Sometimes people can use that energy and flip it and use it to go out and do a little bit better. But I think it's important. You have to know how to dial it in, right? Because if you go too far out, and overextend yourself, then maybe you end up making another mistake. And then if you're too timid, then you're not making any plays. So it's a delicate balance. I think I did a pretty good job at managing that, not getting too high or too low. I would have some coaches tell me, like, oh, you need to do this to be, like, a successful quarterback. And it was, like, small things like, oh, you need to control the huddle, or you need to be more enthusiastic. You need to, like, trying to change my persona. But then I wouldn't be true to myself, and I'd feel like I was faking it. But I always had control of the huddle. I always knew what to do next. I felt like the guys responded to me well. Like, if I had something to say, they always listened. And I thought that was my job, and I was good at it. So I didn't feel like changing that up would have added, maybe it would have added value, but to me, it wouldn't have felt right.
After experiencing a couple of coaching changes, Reggie began the 2003 season as the starting quarterback for Cal and put up some solid numbers. The coach, though, brought in a junior college transfer, and soon he took over the starting role from Reggie. That quarterback's name? Aaron Rodgers. Yes, that NFL MVP Super Bowl winning Aaron Rodgers. Reggie considered transferring, but decided against it, and knew no matter how things played out on the field, he'd have a good fallback with a Cal degree. He played professionally for a couple of years, including time in NFL camps and in NFL Europe, among other stops. Before long, Reggie found himself at another crossroads of whether or not to let go of football.
I was a mess. I was always like super on edge. I was nervous. Like, I just wanted to try to make it. I felt like I could. It was a very weird mental state for me. I mean, there's so many factors in how you get, I think, anywhere in life. There are so many little like forks in the road or little pivots that one takes on their career path, and it's not always that individual's fault or anything that individual can do about it. And I mean, it's just the luck of the draw, I think. You got to be the right place, the right time, the right scout, the right coach that finds or sees something in you that they believe in. And being able to make it that far was awesome and a very eye-opening experience, and I'm grateful for it. It had its ups and downs, but I'm glad I was able to kind of hang it up when I did, just because it allowed me time to kind of figure out what I wanted to do next.
One game in particular stands out in his memory. Playing rival USC, Reggie replaced an injured Rodgers and helped keep Cal in the game, eventually taking it to triple overtime. Cal, having had two of their earlier field goals blocked, now had a chance to win, with Reggie as the holder.
They had blocked one or two maybe that game, so we decided to move it back half a yard to give us a little more space, and that's always tricky because the snapper might try to overcompensate or undersnap, and of course, it was a short snap, so I dug it off the ground and put it down quick, and I told the kicker at the time, I was like, I'm putting this thing down. I don't care what happens. I'm going to get it down. You just kick it. So it was a short snap. I scooped it up, put it down just in time, and it went through the uprights. After we won, one of the freshman quarterbacks, he ran straight over to me and just was so excited and just gave me the biggest hug and jumped up and down. But he was so excited for the win. I was so happy that he came like straight over and, you know, shared in that celebration with me, that I'll never forget it. That was a really cool moment.
Reggie reflects on what stays with him from that first day.
You know, just going there by myself, getting on the plane alone, traveling to a place that I had been there once before, helped me to do the things that I have done. I can go and try new things without knowing what's going to happen at the end. And I feel like I have enough skills to navigate any situation and be okay.
Though he didn't get that degree in computer science, Reggie Robertson did get to make video games. and now works in the industry in San Diego. And Cal still hasn't beaten USC since that triple overtime victory in 2003. You can find outtakes on our Instagram at My First Day Stories, same as Facebook, at My First Day Stories. Our email is myfirstdaystories@gmail.com. If you want to support the show, just leaving a review, telling your friends about it, it's definitely appreciated. My First Day is produced by me, Andrew Bracken. Additional help from Melissa Diaz. Music by Ari De Niro, with additional music by Chris Curtis. Support for this program comes from the KPBS Explore Local Content Fund, supporting new ideas and programs for San Diego. For KPBS, Melanie Drogseth is programming coordinator, Nate John is innovation specialist, Jill Linder is programming manager, Lisa Jane Morissette is operations manager, and John Decker is director of programming. Thanks also to Kurt Conan. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Maya Tribulsi, news anchor for KPBS Evening Edition. At KPBS, we're storytellers, providing trusted, accurate news and information to our community. But not everyone realizes how important that is. And that's why we're asking you to tell that story during Public Media Giving Days. Share what inspires you on KPBS. Text, call, or post with hashtag Public Media Gives. And thanks.